Exclusive, Representative Victoria Spartz rips Biden, "How can you fail so badly at everything?" by Bradley J. on April 8, 2024. Representative Victoria Spartz, RN, joined Breitbart News Saturday on Sirius XM just days after President Joe Biden pressured Israel for an immediate ceasefire in the war against Hamas as the president continues losing ground in national polling amid crises at home and abroad. Spartz first discussed the deteriorating geopolitical stability under Biden's watch as his policies embolden America's enemies, encapsulated by his abandonment of our ally Israel and the disastrous Afghanistan retreat. "Honestly, it is really disgraceful for us to abandon our allies," Spartz told host Matt Boyle. "It's happened in Afghanistan and that's what caused more wars because now our adversaries are moving." Spartz, the first Ukrainian-American member of Congress, pointed out Israel is the only democracy and our only true ally in the Middle East but that we're abandoning in Israel in very, very challenging times. It's a very, very difficult war, and they're fighting a big battle over there. And I think that it's sad for me to see the president fail domestically, internationally, and I hope to see that more people start waking up because we're in trouble in the country. She explained how Biden's international failures have contributed to domestic chaos as well as exponential international conflict. "He let cartels take our sovereign borders. I mean, we're not controlling our border. It's true invasion over there." Spartz continued, "He let Putin advance in Europe where we have a major war. Now he's letting him out to destabilize with Iran in the Middle East." She said China has infiltrated our economy, our finances, buying our land, they took down manufacturing and mining. Spartz stated that she is unsure if Biden's string of failures is a matter of politics and competency or truly an intent. She continued, "How can you fail so badly at everything? I think this is terrible. And now we have a lot of crises. And now we have a lot of problems. A lot of people are dying. Biden is costing us a lot of money." Boyle asserted that despite the slim majority House Republicans hold, they do not seem to want to fight for any issues of importance to conservatives, and Spartz agreed. "Unfortunately, we have a very radical left side. But we have a lot of Reno Republicans in our body. I hate to tell you, very few of us willing to go and fight a tough fight where you have everyone against you, money, media, everyone against you." She insisted, "We try to do what we can, we to try to change the rules. We try to make people accountable. We try to do a lot of things, but, unfortunately, if we don't have a united group to fight the real battles, we get rolled, and right now, we're getting rolled by very corrupt and radical Senate and administration. It breaks my heart to see that." Spartz said the enemies of conservatives have a strategy, and it must be fought by sending conservatives to Washington willing and able to fight. "As conservatives, as constitutional Republicans, try paying attention to who we're electing to office. A lot of people go there to validate themselves, their friends. I always say, a lot of these people, you wouldn't pay them $10 an hour, and you send them to Congress." She said it is understandable most people do not wish to get involved with politics but that good people must step up and run. A lot of normal people don't want to go through craziness. You can, only, take so much punishment, I understand that, that people don't, but we have to fix it. Boyle asked Spartz for her assessment of Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, since taking over for former Representative Kevin McCarthy, RCA. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, has introduced a motion to vacate the chair that could be used to remove Johnson from the speakership. "McCarthy was very transactional, so he was all about power and money. Speaker Johnson is very different. He's a good human being. He has good ideas. He inherited a lot of problems from the previous speaker but also not just from the speaker. Both of them inherited problems that we had for decades. Johnson is not used to fighting the real, very efficient machine, and he does not have the runway to deal with that," Spartz said, adding, "and so, I'm very disappointed that some of the hills we didn't pick to die on and take them. Like border security, it probably could be just a hill that we probably could get Americans with us and really fight, against, the other side." With 2024 being an election year, Spartz said House Republicans missed their chance in 2023 to accomplish most of their goals but agreed with Boyle that their biggest priority now should be oversight of the Biden administration. "This is an election year, So I kind of almost give up on any productive policy at home. I don't know if something's going to happen on border. But, hopefully, at least something on FISA is going to happen productive. But the rest of it, unfortunately, you cannot move these issues in a campaign year and try to figure out something productive. So replacing the previous speaker was great drama but really no productivity because, ultimately, there is nothing already we could really change. Whoever's going to be that speaker, that's why I pushed so hard on the previous speaker. Let's get proactive. Let's get some stuff done last year because that was the only opportunity for us. This year, it's just pretty much going to be drama, circuses, and presentations. Spartz elaborated on the kinds of oversight the House could perform and the importance of showing the American people how corrupt Biden and his family are. She said, "Oversight is a very important function because we potentially have a president who can be compromised by foreign governments. And the governments are not necessarily our friends, too. So I think that is a big deal issue. And you know how he mishandled the war in Ukraine, he completely mishandled that, how he has mishandled the Middle East. And how he's mishandling actually dealing with China. Every bill that we tried to put to deal with our supply chain risk, he took that out from legislation, even some bipartisan legislation last Congress, which was very strong because I pushed hard on that. I pushed hard to deal with Chinese companies, and the Biden administration will try to stall everything. And I think this is something that is pretty serious, and we need to show the American people." She told Boyle that House Republicans have a duty to present the evidence to the people. Even if that means sending impeachment articles for Biden to the Senate that will not be addressed with seriousness. The American people can decide, you're right. Even if we have a very corrupt Senate that is not going to move anything. The American people are not stupid. Politicians think that they're so superior, but that is actually a lie. American people have way more common sense and understanding. If we can show that, they can make a decision and in November, decide who will represent them and who should really be fighting. Who's really fighting for the American people. Boyle described Trump's big lead in the polls and asked Spartz what the former president and Republicans should do between now and November. "I think it's very important for us not to underestimate our opposition. How vicious they are, how clever they are, and be proactive." She continued, "You always have to make sure that you put processes and controls in place to deal in some very challenging states. And make sure that you have people present, and if they violate any laws, if they try to do something illegal or they try to do ballot harvesting, you'll actually be right there before it." She pointed out that it's very difficult after the fact to do something about it. Spartz said Republicans can win up and down the ballot as long as Republicans and President Trump send a positive message of the future that he has, his great policies, and will organize on the ground in key areas. She asserted that it's going to be a battle. "I never underestimate the machine that organizes using government money to really buy the elections, and we need to be much smarter. He has some new leadership in the RNC. I do not know these people. Hopefully, they're going to look at 2020 and make some adjustments." She ended with a call to action for conservatives. "We try to fight a lot of big battles against the establishment of both parties. It's very tough, but I know what's at stake, and we have to win. And we have to have someone like President Trump and the like in Congress actually willing to fight and win for the American people. And I know how to tap into that battle, but I have no doubt that we're going to prevail because I totally believe God is with us, and he's going to save this republic." Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.